Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, with the spring election now just 2 days away, we hear from both candidates in the hotly contested Eau Claire City Council President's race, and also the two candidates vying to be Wisconsin's next state Supreme Court Justice, a 10-year term on the line. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. 44-year-old Jeremy Gregert, a former Eau Claire City Council member, is competing for the Eau Claire City Council president seat with 67-year-old Scott Rogers. Rogers and his wife formerly owned Gloria Jean's Coffee at Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire, and most recently, after 12 years as vice president of governmental affairs, Rogers stepping into retirement, but running for the seat to be Eau Claire City Council president. On Friday, Rogers' campaign issued a press release saying outside groups from D.C., Madison, and Milwaukee have been sending a blizzard of costly mailers into our local nonpartisan race for Eau Claire City Council president. He said one of those groups, the State and Local Election Alliance, or SLEA, has reported to the State Elections Commission spending of over $60,840 already on mailers alone, with voters telling him that they've also received texts from the same group. Rogers says campaign records show that much of the SLEA money comes from West Coast donors who send their contributions to a Washington, D.C. PAC, who in turn send that money to a Connecticut corporation to be spent on local government races in Wisconsin. Well, last night I reached Rogers and asked for more thoughts from him on this.
So we know that these sorts of things happen in today's politics. They're perfectly legal, but unfortunately, we often do have outside groups that put money into local races. So one of the things that we're contending with in our candidacy is that we are completely financed by local contributions. We're using local sources, local vendors, that sort of thing. And we have these super PACs coming from outside, from Washington, D.C., from Milwaukee, for other places that are playing in this election. And one of them literally has reported well over $60,000 in spending on mailers into the Eau Claire election to try to influence the outcome. And So we're just trying to make sure we get our message out, that people know that I'm a committed nonpartisan candidate who really wants to do the right things for our community, that the issues that we have locally are different than the issues that they have in Madison and Washington, and we ought to be able to work together to make city government strong and to have a better community.
And what does Rogers' opponent, Jeremy Gregert, have to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a surprise to me. I mean, we're not a big city here. I did hear from the State and Local Election Alliance a couple months ago, and I declined any help from them. And so I was kind of surprised to see that they, you know, are spending all this money and trying to influence this election. I don't necessarily support the idea of such a big organization that I'd never heard of until a couple of months ago, you know, getting involved.
Meanwhile, in Friday's press release, Rogers also said one of the mailers from a group called Wisconsin Working Families Party has gone negative, claiming his record, saying he's not really nonpartisan, by trying to cite what he calls an incomplete, out-of-context newspaper quote from November 2010. Scott Rogers.
It certainly was misleading, and I think, you know, one concern is the over $60,000 the State and Local Elections Alliance has put into this, but they've been basically promoting the other candidate. But in this case of the Wisconsin Workers Party, they are actually using a misleading comment. In other words, I was quoted way back in 2010 in November, before Scott Walker even took office, as saying that I had happened to have voted for him, but I disagreed with him on an issue, which was passenger rail, which was actually the issue the article was about. And now that group is claiming that I'm not nonpartisan because I admitted that I had voted for a candidate of one of the political parties. And certainly, my point in being nonpartisan is that local issues are nonpartisan and that we need to work together. And I think it's really clear if you look at who has endorsed me, including former city council presidents and others who really come from both political parties across the spectrum here in the Chippewa Valley and in Eau Claire, that my record is that as I've engaged in these issues, that I can really be truly nonpartisan on city issues.
Eau Claire City Council President candidate Scott Rogers. I further discussed the issue last night with Rogers' opponent, Jeremy Gregert. But I guess it's sort of whether it doesn't matter if it's City Council President or, you know, U.S. Senate. It seems like there are outside interests from both sides that can get entangled, right?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, there's, you know, since the Citizens United decision, like over 15 years ago, there's a lot more money in politics, and it makes things more unpredictable. And like, I'm not allowed to even talk to this organization about, you know, what they're doing. And they're not allowed to talk to me. It's up to them to do what they want to do. And it's, yeah, it's not what I would prefer to happen in terms of, you know, involvement in a local election like this. Yeah. I mean, I did get a candidate questionnaire from the Wisconsin Working Families Party, and you know, I try to answer all the questionnaires that come my way, and you know, they found a quote from Scott from 2010 saying that I'm a conservative, I voted for Walker, and then they used that, but he went on to say that he didn't necessarily agree with Walker on his position on passenger rail, which is obviously an issue that's very close to Scott and very close to me as well. Like, I did not agree with Scott Walker's position on passenger rail. So it's, yeah, I mean, I was not expecting that the Working Families Party would comment on anything that Scott had said in the past and would rather focus on why they were supporting me. So it's, yeah, I mean, I've been very much trying to keep this a positive campaign. And yeah, it's, you never know what some of these outside groups are going to do, I guess. And I'm not allowed to even talk to them about, you know, what they're doing. These are independent expenditure groups, both the Wisconsin Working Families Party and the State and Local Election Alliance.
Eau Claire City Council President candidate Jeremy Gregert. And as both candidates look toward the finish line on Tuesday, Gregert says,
yeah, I mean, you know, today and, you know, Monday and Tuesday, you know, my focus is really on talking to people at their doors and hearing what they're concerned about with regard to the city and what direction I'd like the city to go. And that's what I was doing today. I haven't been really focused on anything other than that. I think, you know, the more people I hear from and get to talk to, the more it helps me shape, you know, how I will lead the city. And I'm excited, you know, to have the support of the community on April 7th to be the council president.
And Eau Claire City Council President Scott Rogers, as he looks ahead to Tuesday's election.
You know, as we come here near the end of the campaign, we haven't had as much money to put the word out, but we'd encourage people to really think about what the future of Eau Claire needs to be, that I am committed, and I, in my time at the Chamber of Commerce, I've really proven that I can work with both sides. And I think we can have a stronger Eau Claire by putting those principles into place, looking positively towards the future, and working on some of the issues like the city's relationship with others, housing, and our budget deficit to really get that done.
Eau Claire City Council President candidate Scott Rogers. Also, in our remaining time, we wanted to bring you at least a little bit from the one and only debate in the state Supreme Court race, deciding a 10-year term on Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Now, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley chose not to seek re-election to a court that has a 4-3 liberal majority. And so what you have is Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor, a former Democratic state representative, scoring off against a fellow appeals court judge, Maria Lazar. Lazar deemed the conservative in this race. In Thursday night's debate, carried on WISN-TV in Milwaukee, The candidates, starting with Taylor, were asked what's at stake in Tuesday's state Supreme Court race.
Well, people should care, and I think they do care about this race. I have traveled all over the state of Wisconsin for the last 11 months, and I have met Wisconsinites from every corner of this state who are hungry for a government that works for them and prioritizes them. And they are hungry for a justice that's going to stand up for them, protect their rights, protect our democracy, and protect our elections. Those things have never been more important. I have dedicated my entire 30-year legal career to protecting people's rights and freedoms and making sure as a judge that they get equal justice when they are in the courtroom. I have been a lawyer in private practice, the law and policy director for Planned Parenthood, a legislator, and for the last 6 years, a judge. My passion throughout my entire life is justice. I am running to be a justice for the people of Wisconsin.
Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor from Thursday night's debate on WISN in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Judge Maria Lazar was also asked the same question. What's at stake in Tuesday's race?
Justice, integrity, independence. I am running to stop the erosion of faith in our state Supreme Court. The choice in this race could not be more clear. On the one hand, you have a judge, an experienced judge, who's been on the bench for more than 12 years protecting the rights of everyone in the state. And on the other hand, you have a radical extreme legislator who is known as the most liberal of the 99 in that assembly, who now, as a judicial activist, wants to put her views, her values, and her agenda in the court above the law. I am running so that we can restore independence, and I am the only credible candidate in this race who can do that. And so that's why I'm looking forward to being Wisconsin's new justice for the next 10 years.
Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar. Meanwhile, in Thursday night's debate, which was really more of a discussion, host Matt Smith then asked,
"You both describe your judicial philosophies differently. Judge Taylor, you've said your philosophy centers around people and equal justice. Judge Lazar, you've described your judicial philosophy as originalism with a touch of textualism. Judge Lazar, I'm curious, why is Judge Taylor's philosophy not fit for the court?"
Well, in this race, you have to understand that we need a judge who loves the law, not a judge who loves their causes or their beliefs or their agendas. I am going to be a justice on this court who's looking to put only the law and interpret the law as it's written. I do not intend to follow any mandate or agenda or to legislate from the bench. I am going to actually look what is there. When people come in front of my court, they know two things. One, I always treat them with respect. And number two, they always have a fair and full opportunity to be heard, and I decide the case only on the law and the facts.
Judge Taylor, why is Judge Lazar's philosophy not fit for the court?
Well, first of all, Judge Lazar is the only person in this race who has brought an extreme right-wing political agenda to the bench. She has refused to follow precedent. She ruled to release personal, private voting information to a right-wing group that tried to overturn our election. Thank goodness she was reversed by the state Supreme Court. She has been reversed repeatedly because she refuses to follow the law. She has a very specific agenda that favors big corporations and right-wing special interests. I don't know of one public judicial endorsement that she has had. In contrast, I have the support of over 160 judges throughout the state of Wisconsin, including the majority of our own colleagues on the Court of Appeals. But let me get to your question. My opponent has described her judicial philosophy as being originalist. What this means is she believes you have to go back centuries to what the Constitution, go back to 1788 when the Constitution was written, or when one of the amendments was passed, like the 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. She wants to go back and basically say if the right wasn't recognized, like the right to abortion, if it wasn't recognized in the Constitution, or if it was not recognized in society, it does not exist.
Judge Lazar, you're shaking your head.
And no, and this is exactly what I've faced through this entire race. race. This race is a race for a judicial seat, not a legislative seat. My opponent is using the same old political playbook, and I will tell you the problem with that is we do not want a legislator. We do not cannot afford a legislature on the bench. As to the statements that I've been reversed, you know, I guess when my opponent has a few more years of judicial experience, she'll understand that being reversed is a part of being an independent judiciary. And the Supreme Court, the four liberal majority on this Supreme Court, was reversed 9-0 by the United States Supreme Court in a case about religious freedom, Catholic charities. I have a really good friend who's a judge and a mentor to me throughout my 12 years on this bench, and she said, you're actually not a true judge until you've been reversed. So.
Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar debating with Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor in the one and only debate between the two state Supreme Court candidates squaring off for a 10-year term on Wisconsin's High Court in Tuesday's spring election. Earlier, we heard from the two Eau Claire City Council president candidates, 67-year-old Scott Rogers and 44-year-old Jeremy Gregor. Cast your vote on Tuesday and hear it counted in our election coverage Wednesday morning here on WWIB and WOGO. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.